Senate Bill 91, an act to exempt certain school district employees from the requirement for certain background checks.
Senate Bill 91 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Albers.
Madam President, members of the Senate, last year we passed into law a provision that requires all individuals hired by a school district to submit to a criminal history background check. It costs about $35 to run the fingerprints and then to run those fingerprints through the Division of Criminal Investigation and the Federal Bureau of Investigation to search for a criminal record. What we didn't take into consideration at the time we passed the law was that minors under the age of 18, when they do have a criminal history, it is in a confidential record. So simply put, the school runs the fingerprints and the check, but they can't get anything back because the record is confidential. It really, quite frankly, a waste of $35. In most instances, I think when schools hire someone who's less than 18, it's probably a kid from the school who probably gets a summer job or something. So there doesn't seem to be any necessity to spend this money. We have one other little problem. In the case of the post-secondary tech schools, like in Sioux Falls, for instance, the school district administers the VOTEC school, and so they write their paychecks. They are worried that if they don't do a criminal history check on a teacher or an employee at the VOTEC, they could get in trouble for violating this provision of the law. And of course, the people that are generally teaching at the VOTECs are people who can take care of themselves. They're not the children that we were interested in protecting in this bill in the first place. We do have a provision written in that if a teacher or an employee at the VOTEC also teaches in an elementary school or at least through K through 12, then they would still have to have the fingerprint check done. I'd urge you to support this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 91. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue? Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick? Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen, Hange, Ham, Potmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Vitter, Valesky, Whiting. Madam President, ayes 32, excused 3.
Senate Bill 91 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared